is there, just in simple terms, the steps being you decide what the message is. So no matter what your speech is, and you decide what your message is was here, then you decide how you're going to paint a picture to tell that message, and then there's the actual writing?
Yes.
Is it those three steps, and they've all got several steps in between?
Well, defining the message, my next task is that I mind map or I brainstorm just within myself all the possible issues around it.
Yes.
And distill or take away the things that I think are superfluous and then pick up the ones that I really want to hold, then create start the writing process.
So Grandma's Kitchen, which is so, was such good imagery in this speech. Like I thought I was in a grandmother's kitchen, and you can imagine them just chopping there, and the way you delivered that in terms the rhythm of, you know, the knife chopping on the breadboard. It could have been anything, though, couldn't it? Grandmother's Kitchen was one.
Yeah.
What were others you thought of, or why did you distill it into your grandmother's kitchen?
There could have been any number of instances that... Well, I mean, there's got to be the element of truth.
Yes.
And so Grandma's Kitchen and the wisdom that comes with age is another subtext in this speech that we've lost. So I chose it because it's... It allows me to build a rapport with the audience, because most of us have a positive image of a grandmother's kitchen. That was so it was a good story to choose, and it's my story.
Yes.
And that means I can what Toastmasters teaches us is that if you can feel it, if you can live what you are saying, then you have the capacity to connect with your audience.
So is the connection also, that's really interesting, so it's your story, but the fact that I was sitting here thinking I'm in my grandmother's kitchen, and the line that just kept coming back to me is, do I want to be the same or different? Do I want to be the same or different? And you see those tomatoes, you see the apple. Does it have to be a story that connects as strongly as possible with your audience too? So you say it needs to be your story. Is it good to pick a story that others can imagine themselves in as well?
The art of a speaker is to take a story and make it live and be real for the audience.
Yes.
So, and you do that with all the skills that you learn, not only how you write it, but the music of the piece and the visual that you create. I mean, when I delivered this in America, I'm sitting in my wheelchair, And I brought it right to the edge of the stage. So I wanted to create the issue, the picture of an armchair. Here I was just sharing an intimate moment.
Yes.
And so the audience, I wanted to bring the audience into this space, which was
into
my
your
grandmother's
world.
Yes, that's right.
You say the element of truth. You just use that phrase, the element of truth. Are you better off picking... people now Google wedding speech, Google 21st speech. Are you better off thinking, what is the element of truth in the speech I'm going to deliver? Telling a personal story, making it something in relation to your own life?
You are. If you take a Googled speech in a wedding and you're the groom and you're presenting the speech, the one thing that's going to be missing is the authenticity or the heart behind it. So you've got to make the story yours. And the idea is to pick that one message and create around it the words, the pictures, the body language that make it effective in building a relationship with the audience.
You're listening to Mark Hunter, a primary school principal from Moranbah Downs, who just pulled off the best speech at the Toastmasters International Speech Contest in America. You mentioned words then. Are you better off going for simple words that anyone can understand, or throwing in complex words that show you have a big grasp of the English language?
Toastmasters teaches us that there are three types of speakers. The speaker who's focused on themselves, and that's the person who will use circumlocution or really outlandish language.
Yeah.
Then there's the speaker who focuses on the message.
Yes.
And ultimately, the best speaker is the one who focuses on the audience needs. So you want language that's going to work for your audience.
This is no different from radio broadcasting in some ways, isn't it? I'm getting a lesson
exactly.
myself this morning.
Yes.
Elocution. Your elocution is just beautiful. The way you say words, the rhythm of the words, the music of the speech. How much of it is what you've written and how much of a good speech is the delivery?
My mother, God rest her soul, was the person who encouraged me to speak well and expected me to speak well. A speech in any situation is a combination of what you are saying and how you are saying it. So it's not only the vocal variety, but it's also the visual images that you portray or you give.
So 50-50 on the writing and the delivery, or how would you, I know that's an unfair question, but how would you divide that up?
In a speech, I think, in an ordinary speech that someone might give at a wedding or even a funeral, then you need to put a lot of energy into the with the words you're going to say. 50-50, yes. I mean, the research says that people will get a lot more from what they see and the tonality of your voice than what you're actually saying.
So if someone's at home and they've listened to this and they've thought, well, you know, I need a message. I need to make it a little bit personal. I'm not going to Google wedding speeches at all. I've got to say it from the heart. I use it in language people can understand. Just talk to us for a couple of minutes on how they should go about the task of writing a speech.
All right. First of all, they need to identify their audience and the range of audience. So in perhaps a wedding speech, you're looking at children as well as adults. And then the idea is to come to grips with the purpose. Why are they speaking? And of course, there are many speeches that can occur at a wedding that have different purposes. And then to work on the material. Always keeping a focus on the audience's needs. And so taking it from self and putting all your energy into making it work for the audience. Identify your message. Be able to write your message on a business card in a single, simple sentence. Nail that. What is the one message that you really want people to walk away with?
Yes.
Then it's a case of creating the language around it and the stories. In Toastmasters, we learn that one of the interesting facts is that you can make a point and then tell a story. So what I did was, in that previous speech, was I made a point around my dilemma.
Yes.
And then I told the story of the grandmother's kitchen, which people will link their heart to a story that is a personal story rather than a series of facts and figures. Learn the skills that are essential, and I must say that this is a Toastmasters competition, and Toastmasters teaches everybody who walks through the door that basic set of skills.
Yes.
And it takes an individual from where they are at to move them forward. So the skills of body language, vocal variety, the use of silence, pause, difference in pace and pitch. Those are the things that they need to work on, because if you're giving a speech, say at a wedding, and you want to make the one point, then you preface it with a pause and people will listen and it will work for them. The structure has to flow. People need to be able to follow it, so you write in your cohesive ties, your links, so that an audience can see where you are going. I in my speech here, at this level, I played with the logic a bit, so I created this element of expectation, then I surprised the audience. So you can...
And build it up.
That's
like,
right,
you know,
yes. And work at three levels. Work at the level of the head, the heart, and use humour.
Level of the head, the heart, and use humour.
Yeah.
Mark Hunter, thank you.
It's my pleasure to share it, Madonna. And if I could just say in closing, not only was it an honour representing Australia, it was certainly a privilege to bring home the World Championship to Australia, first time in 30 years that it's been here.
And not only that, for the kids at your school, they can do anything.
Yes.
That's what you'd be saying if you're the mum of a child at school. You can do anything. Your principal, you know, is in a wheelchair, had this accident. He's just got the gong for the best speech in the world.
Yes. And I said to the kiddies on parade that anybody can be a champion. They can be a champion even at keeping their room cleaned. They laughed also.